Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The Scott Adams Hour, CEO and news ninja, over 7 years in a row, the top talk radio network on the planet, with Red State Talk Radio. And our show is rebroadcast late on Monday to Friday and 7 days a week on Saturday, Sunday, from 10 to 12 Eastern Standard Time. So I want to introduce my son, who's also co-hosting here, and he's going to ask some questions. But Scott, you had a light bulb moment. I'd like you to kind of go through your story again, because I find these parables about news and insights about why the left is destroying countries like Europe. And this situation, you recently visited Bulgaria and Italy, and this light bulb moment occurred when you were over in Italy. Tell us what happened.
Well, it's all about power and control, really. When you think about power and control, you think about the notion that you don't want a two-party system. You don't want to have a debate. You don't want to have a discussion, especially when your ideas are so poor. Well, when I was in Europe, I was over there last week for about 11 days. I noticed that there was a deterioration of their middle class from the last time I was there. Right. I also noticed that they're starting to look more and more like a third world country rather than advancing as a developed nation, and several of them are. But, you know, I was in Budapest, and I was in Milan, and Florence, and Venice, and Vincenzo, and Padova, and even Frankfurt. And what I noticed was that Europe seemed to be slipping. I was sitting on a train. I basically was saying, you know, it seems like they're missing their middle class. And the people that you speak to seem to be a little bit more repressed. So you have the aristocrats and you have the workers. And basically in Venice, for example, you had the shop clerks catering only to the rich. You can go into a store and you can get $1,500 pants and stiletto heels, but you can't wear that stuff in the flooded Venice with the cracked sidewalks. But they were just catering toward the Japanese tourists or whatever it was that was, you know, with deep pockets.
Right.
So it just seemed to be that they were content with not very much servicing or interested in servicing the body of people, just the rich.
Right.
So you have this aristocrats, and then you have the poor. And then you think about what Obama did for 8 years. And Obama, you know, he basically negotiated trade deals that sent jobs overseas. He raised your taxes. He regulated you to death. And at the end of the day, people had to work two jobs just to make ends meet. These trade deals were sending our jobs abroad, and the middle class was getting crushed. And who was footing the bill for the caravans that were coming up through the southern border? It was the middle class. The rich, they have their accountants that hide their money.
Right.
So the aristocrats and the poor. And so I looked at the United States population and I said, well, you got 20% of the population that's elite. They're the professors, the journalists, the editors, the actors, the celebrities, and the business leaders,
right,
like Soros's and the Tom Steyers of the world, and the politic elite. That's the...
Is it as large as 20% or is it smaller than that?
I think it's... Well, Just for the sake of looking at this.
Yeah, all the way from the moderately rich to the super rich, you mean.
Well, yeah, I don't know what the exact percentage is.
Yeah, that's okay. Please continue. I don't want to interrupt. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so there's 20% at the very. Let's just take it so it's easy math. We can get the actual numbers later.
Yeah.
But you get 20% of the top shelf. You get 20% of the poor, and then you got a middle class that is supposed to be 60%. Well, that 60%, the top 20 of that 60, they're kissing butt to get into the elite. They're trying to climb that ladder. They're close. And the bottom part of that 60 middle class, they're slipping into poverty because their jobs have gone overseas. In fact, Hillary Clinton and Obama said they want to put coal out of business. You know, they wanted to, do a lot of different things that sent their jobs overseas. So, and then they wanted to tax you to death.
Right.
And regulate you to death. And then there's that middle 20. That middle 20 doesn't have a chance. That middle 20 is not being heard by the Don Lemons and Chris Cuomos and Rachel Maddows of the world.
Right.
That middle 20 isn't being heard. They're not being listened to. They're being disrespected. And they're Trump supporters. They're being attacked. And physically. And
right.
So what Trump is trying to do is rally as a leader would and as a great leader should, and as some of the great leaders in the history of our country have done, like Martin Luther King, have tried their best to lead a population into a more powerful position. So Trump is trying to get that middle class and coalesce it, you know, make it a coalition, and basically
right.
get it together and make that a power pack of 60%. And that 60% is what the liberal elites in the media today are freaking out about. And it's how Donald Trump won the election.
Right.
We were very close. And it's why they want open borders and lawlessness by abolishing ICE, opening the borders, raising your taxes. America was never great. Listen to us. We'll tell you how to spend your money. We're the aristocrats. So we were very, very close to having an aristocrat power elite with nothing but poverty on the other end of the spectrum.
And by the way, that's suppose on the left and right. I'd like Matthew to formulate a question here, because
yeah.
what I see, what I've been seeing, yeah. it's both on the left side and the right side are doing this to us, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they call themselves left and right, but the, you know, the political parties, the establishment is the problem, and they're always saying that the problem is supposedly extremists or revolutionaries. I don't even believe that we need to call these people communists or whatever, because you know, like Mitt Romney is exactly on board with people like Obama, and yet he's a Republican. And when you get down to what this is about, this shipping jobs overseas and, open borders and everything, it's just global imperialism. It's globalist imperialism in the sense that they want to extend the USA across the entire world as a giant empire. And anything that stands in the way of that global hegemony is seen as an enemy automatically, no matter how dangerous it is to engage hostilities with them, such as Russia, for example, which is armed to the teeth with weapons of mass destruction. And yet we see the status quo rhetoric, so to speak, is all anti-Russia, opposed to any kind of peaceful resolution with Russia, and even plotting a hostile takeover of Russia using their using the USA's military and NATO. And I mean that, for example, they've been developing, as I've discussed before, the F-35 so-called Joint Strike Fighter, which is not actually a fighter jet, but a stealth bomber, a supersonic stealth bomber, with the intention of using it to attack Russia.
Yeah, so Matt, what I'd like you to do is, we do that a lot on your show. What I want you to do now is sort of formulate a kind of a question for Scott, because he's done an analysis of this being in Europe, and it's even more stark when you go to Europe and realize. What question would you like to ask Scott? Go ahead.
Well, I'll get to that. I'm just making some commentary first. That, I mean, this is definitely a true observation that middle class is essentially dwindling and being stepped on by the international bankers and whoever else wants to tax them, while doing very little to enforce taxes on the ultra rich. And of course, the majority of the billionaires are not out there doing philanthropy and giving away their money. They're, you know, we see a few of them who do that, like Mark Zuckerberg or or Bill Gates, but the majority of them are just kind of hoarding their money and trying to evade taxes. While they support taxation of the average person, they're inventing new taxes and surcharges as much as they can in order to fuel.
I think you're in total agreement with Scott. But
power.
What I'd like you to do now is put together
about Italy, because Italy, what's going on there, other than the European Union and their enforcement of the same globalist empire that essentially just abuses the average person and exploits them, is this refugee thing, which many people are not yet aware that a large fraction of the supposed refugees are being brought in by the Mafia and Camorra and Andrangheta, the criminal organizations that work for them, as they take over the large cities like Rome.
Yeah, that's a terrible thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you come back, I want you to, that was a good dialogue. I want you to ask a tough question of Scott and hear his answer. So it was good to analysis, Matthew. Let's proceed.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Agreement of all those things. Matthew, what I'd like to do now is ask some good questions. Let Scott do a run to explain where we're going and with Trump and how important this midterm election is. It's the most important midterm in American history, and it's really all over this issue you found when you had that light bulb moment. So what question would you like to ask Scott? And then, Scott, you give a dissertation what the issue is and how serious it is and what the solution is.
I'd like to know what you think about the Trump Republicans versus the establishment ones like Mitt Romney.
Well, I think that Trump is perhaps the truest conservative that we have ever seen in the history of our country.
Yeah.
More so than any Jerry Falwell, more so than any evangelical, more so than any Ronald Reagan. I really believe that Trump is the true essence of what a conservative is today.
Right.
And I think any conservative, like a Bill Kristol from the Weekly Standard or anyone else in between, who tries to call themselves a conservative, many of them happen to be rhinos,
right,
Republicans in name only, but the little stunt that Paul Ryan played yesterday, then got slapped down by Trump. Trump's not afraid to slap you around if you step out of line. Paul Ryan needs to take his little widow's peak back to Wisconsin, and get on with his life and stay out of politics for a change. He's not been good for the Republican Party.
The reason why is his father, if you actually do the study, we talked about this with Gary Rich Journal, his father-in-law is very high in the deep state intel agencies. And you have to understand what's going on. His father-in-law was involved with moving a lot of the deep state intel agencies to Oklahoma City, which is part of the reason
why
the Oklahoma City Murrah building happened there because of this, because the deep state trains people with the special activities division in Oklahoma.
There's a lot of stuff around that. Like there was the Palestinian guy who was there in the Ryder truck, etc. I mean, there's a lot of stuff traced. When I talk about the establishment, it's pretty much the illegal counterparts of the CIA that I'm talking about, which...
So
It incorporates things like the International Banking Syndicate, I call it, because it's a criminal organization. It's behind the EU. You know, the European Union is essentially a dictatorship by international bankers. And I'd say at this point they have more control over the EU than the U.S. per se, but they have secret control over a lot of powerful individuals in the U.S., like Orion, Mitt Romney, etc. These guys who are all in the deep state, as you call it, who really don't serve the interests of Americans or even conservatism, and are really just, their agenda is all imperialist. Their agenda is just world domination by any means necessary, including, as I stated, plotting to attack Russia with nuclear weapons, which Bill Clinton was evidently plotting. I mean, they've lied to us so much. If you go back to the mid to late 90s, Bill Clinton was already talking about weapons of mass destruction, yeah, Iraq. And
you know, what's interesting about that, when you bring that up, what's interesting about that is that Donald Trump basically is like a matador.
Yeah.
What does a matador actually do? A matador has somebody go in and basically, you know, practically kill the bull before the matador actually walks in the ring. It's a foregone conclusion that the matador is going to win because the bull is dizzy from bludgeoned to death.
Right.
In this case, the people that do his dirty work are his economists, Steve Mnuchin or Wilbur Ross. I mean, right now, they have a whole sanctioning desk that go after and target oligarchs in Russia. So, for example, these sanctions that we've been doing, these trade negotiations, the tariffs we put on aluminum and steel, thanks to Wilbur Ross and Steve Mnuchin and these sanctions coming out of through the Treasury, it's been amazing because it's crippling these people. And then what did we just learn last week? We learned that Trump is threatening to pull out of the nuclear arms treaty with Russia. So guess what?
Yeah.
Now they are sanctioned to death. China is weakened. They lost 30% of their economy. And now what do? We say, okay, now it's time we're ready to go and do an arms race. Because they can't keep up. We have an economy where we took a bigger piece of the pie, and we are richer than we've ever been. Now we enter this race that we can't possibly lose because we're wearing running shoes and they're wearing
slippers. I mean, it's actually a very foolish decision to pull out of the arms treaty because this INF treaty was duplicitous by the USA. When Reagan signed it, they were already planning just to use ulterior methods of delivery of nuclear weapons, such as the F-35, which they then went and developed. So, actually, this demonstrates, I think, that Trump and Bolton are not involved in the so-called deep state, or SAD, whereas, say, Bill Clinton clearly was, because his agenda all along was in line with this secret plan to attack Russia. So,
I just think Trump wants to have an unfair advantage over his adversaries so that we never feel them as a threat again. And we can do that by crippling them economically, then entering in a race that's extremely expensive.
I agree with that. But here's let me insert a comment here. Just a second, Matt. Let me insert a comment. I think this race is dangerous because we presume that Russia still can't get it because their economy is crippled. But I think that in the outcome, and I took care of the people working on the U.S. Missile Defense Command. We don't have brilliant pebbles. I put up a talk which I sent to Trump regarding a laser interferometry system that could actually block all missiles. But the Russians' hypersonic cruise missiles they've developed now, even in their crippled economy, could still destroy most of our cities and most of our population. So the problem I see is even though
I want to talk about more about the F-35, right? This is not designed to get in dogfights with Russian fighters.
I agree, Matt, but here's my point.
It could be detected by their infrared detection system at close range. However, it is a stealth aircraft which can travel at Mach 1.6 or so, and therefore is a very effective swift delivery system for nuclear warheads. So what it's for is to attack Russia. That's what it was for.
I hear a lot of noise.
I want people to realize that what's going on with people like Bill Clinton and George W. Bush and so forth is not even something we voted for or depended upon. It's a long-term plan for world domination.
But Scott made a very important point I want him to expand on. Trump is using all these financial people to cripple our potential enemies, And I think it's, although it's a good strategy to start the kind of game going to renegotiate a new strategic armament limitation thing, but we can't confirm. We know, for example, let me finish, Matt. So Rosatom in Russia, Putin gave North Korea rocket engines and missile guidance systems to the North Koreans. They weren't from China, they were from Russia. We have also the intel agency information that that's what happened. So we have to realize that the nuclear proliferation of Russia and China is part of their counter-response to our trade sanctions against them. Is they don't want to come to the table to work out trade issues.
Well,
they're trying to proliferate nuclear weapons to potential people like Venezuela and so on.
They want to be treated as fair equals in the international market as opposed to
they're not going to be.
Oppressed.
It's not going to happen, but they're not going to be.
Is that they're, well,
I hear a lot of noise there, Matthew, but whatever's going on, you got to...
Because of this kind of illogical behavior, because of this agitation against Russia, you can expect that...
I'm just saying, I think that there's some things about Trump's policy, and I want to hear from Scott when we come back, because please let him respond, because I think he made a very important point here. America is trying to cripple our potential enemies so they can't keep up with the race. That's a dangerous policy in some ways. It's good enough another to open up the negotiations, but it's a dangerous one.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Scott, one more chance to get his word out. We've got another two segments. Okay, Matt? One of the things that Trump is doing a great policy to actually weaken them, I think what he should do is even be more Trumpian. In other words, part of the things he's in control, parts he's not. We know that I have intel sources that show that there's a conflict between the Pentagon and even the CIA. They're not in the same bed. They're not happy with each other. We see Trump is trying to do some things, but other things are happening. For example, when they gave him intel, they told him they wanted to put 250,000 troops in to Syria after he hit them with missiles, and there was no basis for it. The white hats that came from Britain was British intel trying to get America to stay in conflict with Russia. We see even ties between Mueller and Comey and all those other characters manipulating him.
Let me just add something here is that in 2007, President George W. Bush signed Presidential Directive 51, which had no congressional oversight. Congress has not been able to even see the entire document, even with the request of a sealed room. But what it states in this document is that the powers of Commander-in-Chief have been handed over from the President to the Special Activities Division of the CIA. So
the 17th agency.
You can't attribute everything that's going on in foreign policy to either Trump or Obama, because any president since George Bush has suspended powers in regard to our foreign policy, military, intelligence, and so forth. This is still under the control of people like George Bush, Bill Clinton, the Special Activities, CIA, and these guys. As I said, they have the A lot of this stuff is part of their plan to weaken Russia maximally before their planned attack on them. They tried to start World War III in 2014 when Russia was less capable to respond than they are now. As Russia continues to develop its weapons of mass destruction, its long-range ICBMs like the RS-28 Sarmat, and its weather weapons, which are not known widely, but they are also capable of generating artificial hurricanes, this is going to be mass destruction on an unprecedented scale in about 10 years if this continues, if this hostile attitude toward Russia and China continues.
So yeah, I agree.
And it does not originate with Trump or Obama. They have their disagreements economically, but most of the stuff that's going on in the European Union, Crimea, etc., is not even the work of Obama or Trump, but the work of Saad, who has...
Well, we don't need even the torturing of these...
powers.
Right.
These so-called continuity powers. This is why Obama promised to repeal the Patriot Act and was unable to when he assumed office, because that is not in his power to do due to the Continuity Directive 51 by President Bush in 2007, which came into effect as soon as there was an economic crisis. So when the economic crisis hit in 2008, that was the pretext for this directive coming into effect.
Wow.
And, I mean, what can I say? This is we have to look beyond Trump and Obama to what's going on behind the scenes. And this is
I want to hear Scott's response
to that.
Like
Romney and Bill Clinton are coming from.
I agree with you, but let's hear from Scott, because I think Trump's doing great things. And if he holds the House and the Senate, he's going to get a trade deal. He's going to actually get a new negotiated international thing to stop nuclear proliferation to not only Iran and North Korea, but also to Venezuela and potentially Brazil, who's going down the toilet. So, because Brazil did have a nuclear program like 15 years ago. Scott, what's your response to that?
The
whole idea of where this is going, because I think Trump holds a lot of the cards, but he doesn't hold all the cards.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I definitely think that Trump, when he walked in, had a lot to learn, but that's why he had, you know, someone like General Kelly,
you know,
up DHS. What does DHS do? They oversee the Secret Service. They debug the White House.
Right.
They changed the HVAC to the White House, right? I mean, so it's 4 days after Kelly came back to the White House as chief of staff, they did their HVAC work on it. You know, obviously that's debugging, right? They debugged Air Force One. They reset the Secret Service, who is probably had a lot of Obama
infiltrators.
Right.
Yeah.
So Trump did that. And then Trump also, I think, had great confidence in Pompeo. And Pompeo was in the CIA. He hand-selected Gina Haspel. And the CIA, which always tends to work directly for and with the State Department. The FBI and the DOJ work close together. The CIA and the State Department work close together. Just look at Benghazi, for example. That was a CIA State Department operation from soup to nuts, from beginning to end.
Right.
And then you got the NSA, which is part of the military. They were working with the Pentagon. So one of the problems is you have these three different intelligence agencies and investigative agencies working in direct, working separately and then direct with their partners. And then we can look at Five Eyes, and GCHQ works with NSA, but yet Brennan's talking with GCHQ on the Spygate thing with Robert Hannigan. But, you know, the problem is that you have a lot of these things that are kind of separated and autonomous, but I think that right now Pompeo basically has the trust of Gina Haspel and vice versa in the CIA. I think that Trump has the trust and vice versa with Pompeo in the State Department. Now, I know several people personally in the State Department.
Right.
And, you know, there's so many liberals, and it is going to be hard to take out the deep state, infiltrators. We've seen a lot of that with just the socialist, the DSA, the Democrat Socialist.
Exactly.
And they're all infiltrated, and Project Veritas has done great investigative journalism to try to root this stuff out, and people are getting fired, and people are getting caught. But, yeah, you're always going to have this, the wheels of bureaucracy slowing down because you have these ideologues that just don't want to play for their country. They want to just, you know, somehow get wrapped up in their own ideology. But for the most part, I think our foreign policy is strong. I mean, when you take a look at what
right.
Trump has done with NATO, what Trump has done with the European Union, it did start from economics. And it also, one of the most important things that Trump did when he went, his first foreign policy speech was in Riyadh. That was He had to do that. Why? Why did he have to do that? He had to do that because Obama did so much damage in bolding and strengthening Iran and allowing that to fill the vacuum by that he created by not getting a status of forces agreement, disrupting
right.
Syria, disrupting Egypt, basically disrupting everything that was surrounding Israel, and creating this big vacuum that was going to be filled by a power broker like Iran. So Trump went in and said, how do we put this genie back in the bottle? And the way he did it was he emboldened and propped up Saudi Arabia. That's why the whole Khashoggi thing is so important, because
right.
they've tried to disrupt the Trump foreign policy by false flag chemical weapons attacks in Syria. And in addition, now you can see that the other arm, the whole wrinkle with...
Well, I think the Khashoggi thing, when I listen to the statements of this prince, he's saying he won't recognize Saudi Arabia in 5 years. The prince is against Wahhabism. He's against not allowing women to not have drivers. So, in fact,
Saudi Arabia as their leader.
Right, but what I'm saying is I see that they're very, very... The fingerprints, I don't know, I have proof yet, the fingerprints of the SAD or some other agency that wants to disrupt Trump's policy to bring peace between Israel and Saudi Arabia and Qatar and develop a bloc against the rising power of Iran.
Yeah, well,
and what I see happening
Iran is really just a... I mean, the issue with Iran comes down to Iran being an ally of Russia and Pakistan being an ally of China. That's basically it. Again, everything just comes down to this long-term plan by the CIA.
The Chinese last year...
Eurasia.
Yeah, listen, the Chinese gave 54 JL... The Chinese gave 54 JL flight aircraft, which are built from our most advanced fighter jet, not the F-435, to the Pakistanis free, no charge, to the Pakistanis, the Chinese did just last year. Crazy, eh?
Yeah, because they want to attack India.
Right. But the Indians and Pakistanis are starting to get along now, I heard. In trade deals.
I don't know about that.
Well, at least in trade.
There's some people trying to make peace, but China's...
Yeah, exactly. They're trying to, but you're obviously other forces... Amazing analysis. I think I'm still on Trump's side. I think we better be a Trumpian or else.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
So Scott, I'm hoping if we have time to do a little quick simulcast this weekend, but the most important election, midterm election in American history is coming up. What do you see is your crystal ball of analysis? Because the early voting, I know, shows Republicans are way ahead, despite these polls. This is like a redo of 2016. Where do you think it's going, and what do you think of consequences A, B, and C? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I've been very pleased to see that a new report just came out today that has McSally finally in the lead, fairly significant lead, which was kind of a big deal. And then, in addition to that, you have these numbers, according to this Washington Examiner, raw numbers comparing 2018 with 2014, and we're looking very, very strong. We're outpacing the Democrats there, and now Gillum has all this new revelations about all these kickbacks and bribe deals that he was basically accepting as mayor of Tallahassee.
Yeah.
So he's looking pretty shaky. Heitkamp is talking about giving her money to other candidates now because she's all but lost. Manchin's under threat. Tester is in a dead heat, and Trump's going to be going out to Montana again for that race.
Right.
And Rosendale just benefited because the independent candidate decided to step down and endorse Rosendale over Tester. So
wow.
Looking really good, especially for the Senate. I was never really worried about the Senate. I was worried about the House and the nightmare that could be a Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. And, of course, that, you know, is the that is a threat because we have so many retirees leaving the Republican Party in the House and that there's so many unfamiliar faces. But still, when you take a look at the X factor, the factor that nobody can calculate, there's not a poll alive that has the data sets that can actually accurately depict what's happening in this political atmosphere, and that's Donald Trump. And nobody's ever campaigned. Nobody's ever filled up 20,000 seat arenas day after day, 2 days a week, two times a day, three times a day on Monday. I mean, he has ratcheted it up. He's a one-man wrecking crew, and his speeches in Montana are directly impacting the voters in Arizona. And that's
right.
What's special about what's happening with Donald Trump is his personality is so large, people can't get enough of him.
Right, they fly from all over the country. In fact, when he was down in Texas with Ted Cruz against this guy, this maniac, Beto O'Rourke, they had people from all over the country flying in to actually go to the stadium. And there were people outside watching Jumbotrons because they couldn't get in.
They squandered a lot of money from California and New York to help Beto. And let me tell you, that guy is going down in flames. You know, he's been busted in yet another lie. And, you know, there's just so much momentum right now. And, you know, they say this about any athlete. They say it's not, you know, your wins and losses at the beginning of the season. It's how you peak at the end in the championship rounds.
Right.
And what's happening with the Republican Party right now, whether they try to win or lose or not, they can't stop Trump. And to the Trump effect and impact, his base is so energized, so loyal, and bigger than anything we've ever seen in the history of politics. There's that, and then there's just basically this entertainment value. I mean, politics has really replaced sports as the blood sport of our time, and everybody is in on it. Everybody loves it. Politics is really engaging. And then you got this black vote. The work that Candace Owens is doing at reaching out to the black voters, you got the Kanye West impact.
I heard there's going to be a thing that was recommended here with Kanye West, with one of our people earlier in the week, that Kanye West is actually going to start doing these conferences or concerts actually for people to turn from the voting Democrat to voting Republican. I've heard that too.
Well, that would be fantastic. We would welcome it. And then, you know, you got Charlie Kirk basically reaching out like never before to the youth movement and the colleges. And I think together those two things represent the pop culture trends of our society, and they're thriving right now. And
right.
Trump basically has the capacity to reach out. He is a very entertaining guy. And I'm
right.
Even seeing SNL start to change their tune. Saturday Night Live is starting to, you know, basically tone it down a little bit because I think that they were losing so much business in terms of ratings that they had to step it down.
Well, their sponsors would say tell them.
Right, but there's a lot of indications in these snapshot polls and these snapshot numbers and early voting that show that the Republicans have more of a red wave than the Democrats. Certainly the Democrats are energized. They're going to have a mini blue wave. It's not going to be enough. They're
no.
going to need to turn out like a general election, like a presidential election, in order to compete with what's going on with the Republicans in this midterm.
And in fact, the picture I'm going to put up for today's show will be Trump on a red wave, as predicted by Scott Adams of Red State.
Republicans won 2002, they won 2010, and they won 2014 midterm elections. The only one they lost was 2006 by a slight margin. So the Republicans do very well because they have a larger number of civic-minded voters. Not
that show up.
not flag burners who smoke pot all day long.
Right. Wow. And I honestly think Trump can, if he gets back in power, he can actually, with a host of Senate, he can start castrating this SAD. He can start changing our international policies to have a trade deal with China and Russia. He can stop the proliferation of nuclear weapons to get a nuclear deal. He can actually not only build space to get missile defense against foreign enemies, but also stop the proliferation. I think, honestly, America, not only is the world great because America, as we make America great, it makes the world safe, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The America economy leads the world economy. The American sentiment, America, you know, unity, everything is important.
By the way, I want to make a statement about your first thing, your light bulb moment. It's the innovation of people like me and you and others that invent technology, that invent methods of economy, for example, like Hamiltonian economics, etc., that made America great. It wasn't just one thing. It wasn't just the mineral resources, this or that. It was the fact we had a great philosophy that we were going to support the middle class, support innovation, give people property rights, allow them to create a business and expand it. So this is still the place of opportunity. So Russian women fly to Miami to have a child because they want to be Americans. People from Central America are coming up here not just to work like Bracero too. They want to become Americans because they know it's still the land of opportunity. But if we let the gate open wide, 147 million Central and South Americans could come here, it'll Venezuelaize America. We need to have an immigration system that's rational. We need to have a Bracero 2 program. But we have to allow people to still be great. And what we see is a good example with genetically similar people in Europe, like you saw over in Europe. America is superseded them now because we still have enough greatness to allow innovation, property, business, etc. And when we got rid of the regulations of Obama and previous, the business just took off. It's like taking your thumbs off the carotid arteries of an athlete. All of a sudden, their brain woke up.
And because right. We still have the middle class left, we have capitalism, we have competition, which makes right. Us all sharper, makes us all more competitive, because we have to work so hard.
And by the way, they don't have that in China. They have two classes, in the elite PLA and the poverty class. And so all these countries, including Russia, have an elite, like the oligarchs in Russia, and a poverty class. The most expensive city in the world to go to is Moscow. So these other countries can't compete because they don't have a middle class. And now that's happened to Europe, so they can't compete either, can they?
That's right. That's exactly right. And, you know, so America is thriving where these, you know, socialist environments are failing. But it's changing, you know, like what we saw in Brazil, what we've seen, like what I saw firsthand just last week in Budapest. You know, Hungary is cracked down on their immigration. And Italy is now starting to become a conservative country again. And Poland, met some people from Poland. And they love the fact that they're a conservative nation, very pragmatic.
Right.
And, you know, thriving economically. You know, it's these other countries that are really, really struggling.
Yeah, they're coming out of communism and socialism to destroy innovation, personal property. See, my ability to create wealth and to create ideas and innovations is not somebody else's property. But socialists think if they can suck dry the blood, it's like a vampire that comes too often to draw blood, that they can actually support everybody. You can't do that. Now, you can make health care affordable for everyone. You can get a drug plan, which Trump's doing. You can have VA people. But if you make a socialist system, you basically make what I call hangnail medicine at the speed of light that kills people. Same way as you make an economy where innovation is never rewarded, the middle class never rewarded for trying hard and doing hard and creating new businesses or ideas. And that's why the world and the technology of the 21st century was primarily created by Americans. 90% of patents. And if you get rid of the middle class, you get rid of the engine for not only economy, but creating the future, don't you?
Absolutely.
So that was your light bulb moment. That was pretty important. I'm going to put the blue wave up for this show. Thank you, Matthew, for coming on today. Very important points. We're going to come up with Dr. Bob Thiel, Hour 3. Thank you, Matthew. Amazing show. We'll be back in a moment with Dr. Bob Thiel from the CCOG. Lots of discussions post-Halloween, etc. Thank you, Scott. We'll see you next week. Take care. God bless.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at Nutrimedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.